Welcome to the October 5th, 2012 video game podcast from Entertainment Earth. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about video games, which you don't really like to sell that much because we don't really carry that many of them. I got some interesting stuff in the inbox today. There was Rovio, the Angry Birds people, posted a tweet with a teaser image set for something coming next week that looks like an Angry Bird holding a lightsaber in a Jedi robe. I wonder what that could be. I assume a new piece of software will be announced next week, and we will know what that is when somebody blabs over the weekend, I'm guessing. But it could also be, you know, it's Halloween. Maybe it's a Star Wars M&M in a Jedi robe with a lightsaber and a beak. No, it's not. At least I don't think it is. Star Wars, Angry Birds, M&Ms. That'd be insane. I gotta get on that. That's a good idea. In the video games news, there's a new Transformers Legends game coming out. I believe it's for cell phones, and it's using a lot of toys as character models, except for one. They revealed three characters so far in this game, one of which is Warpath, which looks like Generations Warpath, a toy released last year. It's a tank. It's great. Another one is Razorclaw, the Predacon from G1. Looks a lot like that original toy. Looks like a lion. Looks good. The other one is really surprising, and you can tell because my voice just shot up. It's Megatron, but it goes from a tank to a robot that looks almost exactly like a Generation 1 gun Megatron, which means I really hope it is based on a toy that we haven't seen yet, because let's face it, Hasbro doesn't show us everything. Sometimes they'll, you know, show the developers or licensees, and we'll get a toy next year. So if this is an upcoming Megatron toy, we're in for a treat. If not, well, at least there's something really cool in the game. On the PlayStation 3 this week, you can download LEGO Harry Potter Years 5 to 7, Resident Evil 6, and NBA 2K13, as well as the Dreamcast classics, or rather, the Saturn classic, Nights into Dreams, and the Saturn classic, Sonic. No, wait, it's Dreamcast 2. Why can't think today? Why is my Sega wiring fritzed? I am sorry. Nights into Dreams is a Dreamcast game, and this is a new high-def port of it that includes Christmas Nights and no two-player mode. Sonic Adventure 2 is a Dreamcast game. Did I say Nights with Saturn or Dreamcast? I'm just going to keep going. PlayStation 2 downloads include Innocent Life, a futuristic Harvest Moon Special Edition, and Rough Trigger, the Vancor Conspiracy. The PSP has nothing, but the PSP Vita has New Little King's Story. The Xbox 360 is scheduled to have Nights into Dreams and Sonic Adventure 2 today, but when I just looked a couple minutes ago, it didn't look like they were up yet, so I don't know what's going on there. The Wii has Drop Zone Under Fire. The DSi has Academy Chess Puzzles. The 3DS has Crosswords Plus, Art Academy Lessons for Everyone, which I believe was called Art Academy Year 1 in Europe, but I'm not entirely sure. Pokemon Dream Radar, Cave Story, and Samurai G, which is a heck of a lot of games for 1 week. As well as the Virtual Console Classic, the original black and white Game Boy game from 1990. I remember because I got it when it came out, Dr. Mario. It's a pretty good port if you like black and white Dr. Mario. If you can get it in color, you should. But I spent many hours with this game. I liked it a lot. And it's $2. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Don't be naked, because it's the robe sale at Entertainment Earth. We have robes on sale. These robes include Doctor Who, Batman, Star Wars, Star Trek, and more. There's some towels, too. Basically, everything from Robe Factory that's in stock is buy one, get one 50% off. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com right now to see everything that you can pick up on sale today. The sale ends Tuesday, and if you go to see this page on Wednesday or later, you'll see our next sale. What is it? I know. Maybe. I don't know. Depending on when you're listening to this, I might know what it is. I don't know how far in the future we are. It's amazing, isn't it? Anyway, go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today. New additions include the Portal-weighted companion cube soft tote bag lunchbox, a Portal-weighted companion cube string lights, like Christmas lights, but with Portal cubes. We are told it's 10 feet long, which is huge. I mean, that's really big, so check those out. We also added the BioShock Infinite Series 1 action figure set based on the new game. We saw some of those figures at San Diego Comic-Con, and you can order them all right now. Go to entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp to see everything. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com for our latest sale. And I will have more news for you next week. I will be traveling and doing other fun things, so I should be here on Friday for you. But if I'm not, I apologize, and I'll be back next week. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Go see a movie, go rent a game. Better yet, buy a toy at Entertainment Earth, because that means I get to keep making this podcast, and that's what we all really want. And by we all, I mean all of us right here in the studio right now, which is me and a bunch of action figures, and they need new buddies, so I'm going to need that next paycheck. So thanks for ordering from Entertainment Earth. I appreciate it. See you next time.